The president of the FAI, Jerry McEnany. Good afternoon, Jerry.
Afternoon, Kenny. How are you?
Good, Jerry. Thanks very much for joining us. You're only in the job a few weeks now, so how's things going?
I'm in it now a couple of weeks. Yeah, it's been hectic the last few weeks. But listen, Kenny, that's why we stuck our hand up for the gig, and we go with the flow, as they say. It's been busy, but everyone likes to be busy, you know, so I'm enjoying it. You know, I'm getting out to, like today now, I was down in Carrigaline there at a National Cup game with Balbriggan and College Corinthians, and I just see Carduff are here now up in College Corinthians again. They played College Corinthians on the 13, and your own Letterkenny Rovers was postponed earlier today. They're gone back home. I think that they'll have Douglas Hall back up to them next week. So yeah. I'm getting around the place, and I'm up in Dublin 3 or 4 days a week as well. So it's all go, as they say.
That's good, Jerry. Listen, I know we'll talk. You've links in Donegal here. We'll talk to them. Talk to you about them shortly. But you took over the FAI, and it must have been you had a tough job to start by getting the public's confidence back, and maybe getting the word out, the good word out about the FAI again.
Yeah, Kenny. As you know, you're a football man, and all your family for all your lifetime. There's an awful lot of good people involved in football, and there's an awful lot of good things being done in football, and they've got swallowed up in the controversy of the last year or so, and people forget about all the good things, you know. And you only have to think of all those summer camps, which there's about 30,000 kids every year have a great time on our summer camps. You've all the coach education and the various courses that are run. You've all the schoolboy leagues that go on week in, week out, you know. So they're all run by volunteers from clubs all around the country, FAI staff, and for very small money, people putting their shoulders to the wheel, and it's got forgotten about, unfortunately. And we basically have to get the message out there that there's good people involved in football at all levels, and we need to get public confidence back. And I think we will get it back, you know.
Yes, Jerry, you've been on the council for a long time. You're the representing the Defence Forces, of course, and as you say, there's a lot of good. You've up here in Donegal, you've the Donegal League, you've Ulster Senior League, you've Anish Owen League, you've Finn Harps getting their season going last night, and that's just in Donegal. There's lots and lots of good people working within the FAI, as you say.
Absolutely, like you know, you've just gone across all the various leagues in Donegal, and from the Ollie Hargans, Ollie Horgan, should I say, all the way down to your Desi Kellys and so on and so forth. There's a multitude of people at all levels involved in football, you know. They're volunteers, and there's a thing out there as well at the moment that. People who are around a long time should be gone, you know. But Kenny, as you know, it's very hard to get people to replace people. People haven't got the time they used to have years ago. It's hard. There's many a fixture secretary up in Donegal, or a club secretary, or a chairman, or a coach would love to be mentoring an understudy. So what I try to say to people is, when you're finished your involvement, be it with your children, or be it as a player or whatever, try and give something back to a club in some way or another, because we need new blood, because we, to keep this game going and to get it back to where it should be, you know, we need to get new people in at all levels. Now, we're getting them in at the coaching level, but we need to get more people in at the administration level, if there, you know, and they are out there, you know.
Yeah, that's it. I've seen when originally you came in, you were looking about maybe getting people like Brian Kerr back on board. And I suppose, as you say about the older people, you still need them as well as the new blood.
Absolutely. Yeah, you, it's like everything. You can't throw the baby out with the bathwater. You know, the old people, they will bring on the new people. And there's a font of knowledge across all aspects of sport. You mentioned Brian there, and you said the likes of Packy and others. Like, Brian has said, and I've spoken to him myself, he'd be willing to get involved in some manner, shape or form. We can't afford to turn down any assistance from anyone at any level of the game. you know, be it the Brian Kerrs or people in administration or coaching or whatever, because we need every bit of help we can get, you know. So we'll take everything we can get, Kenny, at this juncture.
Absolutely. Well, just when you're on, you've plenty of links here in Donegal for anybody that didn't know. You've links around Killay. Your father was from up this area, isn't that right, Jerry?
That's right, Kenny. My father was born in Killay there, and I've still lots of good friends around Killay. I know many people around there, like the likes of Desi Cray, my father's cousin, Marie McEnany, still over there in Millennan. So I know an awful lot of people around Killay, the likes of the Richie Kellys and so on and so forth. And I know the good stuff that goes on in Killay and Newton and the academies and Kildrum Tigers, and I know Kevin McHugh is involved around the place. So I know a lot of people up there going way back to... I remember when Bobby Toland was with Patsy, with Harps, and they came into the league in 69, and I went into dressing rooms in Dublin. Any time they came to Dublin, I'd go to the games with my father, you know. And I could nearly name that team now, all the way from Jerry Murray all the way out to Charlie Ferry and... Jimmy Marr, McDermott, all the way up to Brendan Bradley and so on and so forth. By 2 minutes now, I'd remember the whole team, you know.
Yeah. Well, listen, it's great. You were involved with College Corinthians too, of course, and another Donegal man of Donegal links, Fergus McDaid, and yourself was in action down there for a while too.
That's right, Kenny, and as you well remember, yeah, when you were in your prime, You managed yourself and Ollie and a few more with Fannett to beat us in an Intermediate Cup final, I think, in 95 in Terryland Park. Yeah, Fergus is from Remelton, and as you know, the McDade family and the football special and all around Remelton, and Fergie's family would have been, his father would have been, I think it's Willie and that junior, I think it was 58, was it, the Junior Cup final, famous for Willie Rover, so... There's a huge McDade tradition of football. So Fergus, who played for Cove Ramblers and Limerick and Cork Celtic, he ran the team in Corinthians here, and I was his assistant for many years. But we still remember how good a player you were, Kenny.
Thanks for bringing that up, Jerry. Jerry, I know you're only in the job now for an interim basis until July, and you're obviously not going to get everything done in that short period of time. So I'm sure you'd like to get as much done as you can and be hopeful maybe that you get back into the job again.
Yeah, Kenny, the way it is, just so people will be aware, the board that came in last July... as an interim board for a year, which has been supplemented there recently by the independent directors, which is a huge addition to it as well. And the president was part of that board, and he resigned, and I took his position there a few weeks ago. And I finish out the remainder of his term with the rest of the board, which is this July. And we'll wait and see what July brings, but we would hope that we'd have done enough to convince people that the people to take it forward for another while. So we have to convince government, we have to convince the footballing public, we have to convince stakeholders that we're turning it around. But we think with the board we have and the introduction of independent directors that we really have a good chance of turning this around, because we were in a very dark place. It is beginning to turn, and if everyone gets behind us from top to bottom, we have a chance of fixing this, you know.
Yeah, and surely there'll be a new Minister for Sport, obviously, coming up, but surely the government's commitment with that rescue plan had to be a huge source of comfort to everybody in the FAI.
Absolutely, Kenny. The rescue plan, as everyone knows, we were on the brink, and that rescue plan between the Bank of Ireland and UEFA and government and Sport Ireland is, as you say, it's a huge relief all round. The paperwork, as you know yourself, from getting a mortgage from the time you get approved to the time you get the few quid, there's a lot of paperwork to be gone through. But that's been worked through at the moment. It's great comfort for the staff. The staff, as anyone knows who's been threatened with their job at any stage, the fear of not knowing, and the government rescue has meant a lot. The morale has improved, and people are going around with a small bit of a smile on their face in Abbottstown for a change, you know.